for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam sets April 11th for the General Assembly to return to session and settle on a budget. A former State Department official sues right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones over attacks stemming from the violence of August 12th in Charlottesville. And is the small city of Buena Vista poised for a comeback? This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, March 14th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Governor Ralph Northam is calling state lawmakers back to work next month to pass a state budget. Northam announced on Tuesday that he is calling a special session on April 11th. Lawmakers adjourned the regular 2018 session last week without passing a state spending plan. The GOP-led General Assembly split on whether to expand Medicaid to about 300,000 low-income Virginians. The House supports expansion, while the Senate does not. The disagreement on Medicaid and a related hospital tax is blocking lawmakers from passing a state budget for the next 2 years. It's unclear if there will be an agreement by April 11th. State government will shut down on July 1st if no budget is passed. Voters are only a few months away from primary elections that will shape the 2018 race, but as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, Republicans are having a hard time attracting candidates who can raise enough money to take on Senator Tim Kaine.
When Tim Kaine was running his first statewide race back in 2001, Virginia was solid red. The following year, Democrats didn't even bother fielding a candidate to run against longtime Republican Senator John Warner. Now the pendulum is swinging in the other direction. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says Republicans are having a hard time attracting a candidate to run against Kaine. He says they need someone with name recognition and fundraising ability.
A lot of the Republicans are getting the message. The more experienced Republicans, people who have previously won statewide elections, are not jumping at the chance to wage another statewide campaign.
In recent years, Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate have included former governors or people with national fundraising operations. So far this year, six Republicans have announced to run against Kaine. Two people who worked on the Trump campaign, a state lawmaker, an evangelical preacher, and two political newcomers. Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says the race is not attracting people who have already proven themselves statewide.
I don't think the Republican Party wants to invest a lot of money there because I don't think they see it as fertile ground. The other thing I sometimes think about, if you do it and you get badly trumped, it probably harms your chances of running ever in the future.
This weekend, the Republican candidates will meet in Richmond for a debate hosted by the Tea Party. I'm Michael Pope.
A former State Department official who became the target of harassment after posting a video showing the car attack during a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville is suing right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and others. Brennan Gilmore's defamation lawsuit was filed on Tuesday in federal court in Charlottesville. Gilmore attended the August rally as a counter-protester and captured footage of the deadly attack. His video went viral, and Gilmore was interviewed by national media outlets. The lawsuit says the defendant's lies about Gilmore, quote, quickly mobilized their army of followers to launch a campaign of harassment and threats that continue to this day. The lawsuit seeks damages to compensate Gilmore as well as punitive damages. Finally, the city of Buena Vista has long been economically depressed, but now that a Roanoke developer has snapped up 11 buildings downtown, some people in the area wonder if the old manufacturing town just outside of Lexington is ripe for a revival. In this report for Virginia Public Radio, Jesse Nadler heads to BV to find out.
Driving through Buena Vista, it's easy to think the town should be a happening place. It's right on a river. The Blue Ridge Parkway and Appalachian Trail are a skip away. The views are stunning. There's a university. If you squint your eyes as you stroll downtown, you can almost imagine couples sitting outside a hip restaurant clinking glasses over having discovered this place. But BV, as it's known, has had its share of troubles.
It's a pretty poor area.
Steve Baldridge is a city councilman and professor at Southern Virginia University. He also co-owns a law office in town.
There is a bit of a insider-outsider feel. I've been told you're not from Buena Vista unless you graduated from high school here. And so the fact that I've been here 20 years just still means that I'm a helpful outsider.
BV is an old factory town without a lot of working factories anymore. It's been flooded repeatedly. And the town was recently sued for defaulting on a $9 million golf course debt for which City Hall and the police department were put up as collateral. A federal judge recently threw out that case, but it didn't make for great publicity. But in a weird way, BV's reclusiveness and hardships are part of its gritty charm.
You know, the attitudes are great. The community is solid. So I'm very optimistic for its tomorrow.
Andy Wolf has been running his online publishing and marketing business in downtown BV for 14 years. He's not the only one rooting for this place.
I pull for the underdog every time.
That's prominent Roanoke developer Ed Walker. He surprised a lot of residents by purchasing 11 buildings downtown. He paid just over $1 million, far less than the total assessed value. He's expected to invest some $5 million in renovations.
We're excited about some wonderful opportunities that are sort of hidden in plain view there, not least of which is Southern Virginia University.
BV is an untapped college town. Southern Virginia University, a Mormon college, has been growing a lot, 40% in 5 years. Fall enrollment was up 15% over last year. All those young people, they need places to go.
I would expect to see at least one new restaurant. I would expect to see some live music. I would hope to see some apartments. We have a great bakery from Provo, Utah that's interested in locating there.
Walker comes with an impressive track record. He played a key role in revitalizing Roanoke's downtown by buying up several old buildings and turning them into living spaces. Tax credits for historic renovations and loan packages from the city helped with the financing. Playing to the town's existing strengths seems to be Walker's vision.
What's most interesting is to try and gently enter a community and listen to what they're interested in. I think to explore the public history of a municipality is wildly interesting, to find out, you know, what the music tradition is, for example, and then to try to build some of that into programming.
The acquisitions are also part teaching tool. Walker teaches a social entrepreneur real estate class at the law school at Washington and Lee. He says students decided which buildings his company should purchase and are charged with figuring out now what to do with them.
They did all the work, so I'm a big believer in building that capacity in young people.
He says the best way to learn about real estate is to do it. Reporting from Buena Vista, I'm Jesse Nadler.
For WMRE News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.